Investigators from the sheriff's office are searching for 20-year-old Eureka resident Matthew Robert Williams, who is suspected of fleeing from deputies on two occasions. The first incident happened when a deputy attempted a traffic stop on a vehicle driven by Williams. Williams led the deputy on a high-speed chase through Cutton and onto Elk River Road before jumping from the moving pickup he was driving and fleeing on foot. Deputy reported he saw Williams drop a handgun during the foot pursuit, which traversed local backyards with Williams jumping fences and even at one point trying to enter a residence through a sliding glass door. Williams was able to elude deputies and CHP officers in pursuit. And the second time that deputies went to Williams' residence, he fled again, jumping fences to escape. His description? He's a white male adult, 20 years of age, 5'11", 160 pounds, with strawberry blonde hair. Be on the lookout. Has been issued for Williams, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Supervisor Mark Lovelace, flush off of his re-election victory for the supervisor's 3rd district race, spoke about some of the issues he was faced with during the campaign. With the Board of Supervisors holding a series of public hearings over the fate of the general plan, Lovelace pointed out that for the average voter, major planning issues are far down on the list of concerns.
Yeah, we get wrapped up in some of these big policy issues like the general plan in particular, and I think that there's a fair assumption that some of these large planning efforts like the general plan drive a lot of the money behind the elections, drive a lot of the candidates, and drive a lot of the politics behind the election. Talking to probably about 2,000 people around my district, and I can tell you the general plan came up about 5 times.
Lovelace went on to point out that dealing with the public and their concerns means working with the folks that you might disagree with.
Yeah, I know that that was something that was being put out there, was the idea that, you know, a suggestion that I only work with folks that are on my side of issues, which is just so completely ridiculous. You know, I spend far more time working with people on issues where we disagree, because that's where there's, you know, we need to work. That's where we're trying to come a little closer together and figure out how we can actually get something done. I don't need to spend a lot of time talking with folks if I already know where they stand on things.
The supervisors have scheduled weekly meetings between now and the end of July discussing the general plan before it comes to a vote of the full board. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying several people who are suspected of committing fraud at local businesses, usually by the use of stolen credit cards. The police department has pictures of the suspects listed on their webpage. They're currently working on 3 separate incidents, including the use of stolen credit cards at Target in April. If you can assist the police in IDing by viewing the photos, please contact Public Service Officer Susie Owsley. You can also provide the information anonymously if you wish. More KINUS News after this.
The historic Benbow Inn invites you to relax and enjoy an evening of great jazz Thursday through Sunday, the last 2 weeks of June. One-night specials include a room, $80 credit for dinner, and a pass for 2 for an evening of fabulous jazz music. 2-night packages are available. Each night features different artists and provides the most relaxing of evenings, surrounded by a canopy of nature and stars. This month, enjoy a 1- or 2-night getaway while enjoying jazz in June. Call for reservations. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
The California Conservation Corps Watershed Stewards Project received a National U.S. Forest Service Award for excellence in fisheries management. It was in recognition of work done in partnership with the USFS over the organization's 18-year history. Since its inception, WSP has had long-standing partnerships with both the Six Rivers and Klamath National Forests, as well as the Forest Service Research Station of Arcata. Fortuna Police will be conducting a special DUI enforcement operation this Saturday. The operation begins at 9 p.m. and will run until 3 a.m. It's a serious problem, as nearly 50 drivers have been arrested for DUI in Fortuna already this year. Funding for the program is made possible by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.